Just time we're wasting over here. Elu paragol over here, big voice, paragud, Mishnah Gimel. Elu, Sha'enam, Tzlichim, Sheyavo, Bohem, Amayim. The following are the Zachin, which you do not need. Water does not need to come up. We didn't look at this picture. We didn't do picture 183. Do you know that? We never did 183. Let's see 183. Imam is the mold for the shoe. Or memula b'muchin. It's an or that is filled with soft stuff. Imam defush samashamish la'asais alav minol. Ha'imam mekabel tuma. The imam is mekabel tuma. The afal pish shakol or mekabel tuma. Rak im yesh by base kibel. Ha'imam yesh by base kibel. Sharehu mekabel esamuchin shebesoichai. The afal pish shu mekabel esamuchin l'tzorech tashmisha klikli. Ein zen negarea v'adayin hu kli kibel. Even though it's mekabel b'muchin for its purpose. Ain ze meagreya v'adaynu kli kibul v'imum nikwa kli kibul ha'osr l'malis. It's meant to be filled up. Shavei kibulu tamid m'loy muchin b'muchin kli kibul ha'osr l'malis shemoy kli kibul l'makabul tama. Okay, so therefore, since it's meant to be filled off, it's called a utensil and it's makabul tama. Keses agula. Okay, that kador k'meat tefila harei elu kibul makabul tama me'oisay tam. Sheimo mekabel tuma. So let's read it again one more time. That thing over there. Ha'imo mekabel tuma v'afal pi shekli or mekabel tuma rakim yesh loy base kibul. So where's the base kibul on the imam? And for the mafarish, ha'imo yesh loy base kibul shar hu mekabel esamuchin shebesoicha. The base kibul is what's inside of it. V'afal pi
sh. They used to stuff it with something, right? They used to stuff.
Right. It says with here, with either here seor umuchin. V'afal pi shehu mekabel esamuchin lezoch tashmishay. Even though it's mekabel, the muchin l'tzorech tashmishah for its purpose kichli. So what does that mean? And we say it's not a regular base kibble. A regular base kibble is a kli that you use to fill up and empty out when different things. You put inside of it peanuts, cucumbers, raisins. You put flash drives. You put inside of it pottery things, whatever you want. Over here, it's not called a kli unless you fill it up. So it's not your typical type of kli. Normally you have a kli, you use it. It's a function. This is not yet called a kli until you fill it up. So we're saying it's not your typical base kibble. A typical thing that's a base kibble, it's like it's more about a sock. Mole v'reikon. This is not called a kli if it's reikon. The only way it's called a kli is you taka fill it up. V'yavo pishu mekabel es amuchen l'tzorech tashmishah kichli. Ein zeh megareya v'yadayinu kli kibble. It still doesn't make a difference. The fact, even though that you need to fill it up, and you need to fill it up, doesn't matter. That's it's still called the kibul va'imam. Fine. Okay. Va'imam nikra kibul chasul lamalis shavei kibul tamid b'mlemuchin kibul chasul lamalis shmei klialav umekabel tuma. Fine. Okay. It's like I saw today. I was learning today. Tachnon va'yipol moish al panav yipol panav. So lematas the Torah the tachin say you say al chait. So there are different types of saying al chait. Some people when you say al chait. Say al chait in order to do al chaita to push out the sins that they, you know a lot of sins they do it like azoy to shake up it should, sin should go out. Some of them do chait to push it in to tighten it in harder so you can put more sins inside. So when you go al chait, what are you really doing? When I go al chait, come on guys in there, tighten up. We have more customers. No social distancing when it comes to chait. Everyone squash in tight so we can put in more chatoin. Ashamnu, I got more ashamnus to put in. move over, guys. Tighten up. Good. So I saw this in the sefer. In the sefer, it says exactly that. He actually says in Yiddish what it means. It reminds me of another word. Someone told me a svard. How do you put your tefillin on? You go away from the body. Go away. Ashkenaz, you go closer. That's the chilik between a chosid and a litvak. A litvak, it's all for me. Mir, you wind towards yourself. A chosid, it's all for you. You wind away from the body. Give. You like that? I love that.
That's good.
Vaita. Next halacha elu she'enam tzrichim she'yavu b'hamayim. Now kishrei ha'ani. The kishrei ha'ani. What is the kishrei ha'ani? 184. Ayin Rav. Let's see the Rav. Begodov shel ani shenikru ukesharon, you tie them up. Hakesho ahu eino osu lahatir li'olam. It's not made to be untied. Hilcha eino eino tzrach lahatir b'shas tevila. It's not made. Eino tzrach lahatir b'shas tevila. Kidei sheyavo olav mayim. You're never going to untie this knot. There's a kesher on the garment of a poor man that was ripped, it was tied, and this kesher is never made to be untied. Therefore, you don't need, the water does not need to come inside of it. Let's go over here, the 184. The Ayin Rav, the cost of Harambam. Shadavka kesher he'oni inim chatzim b'mei shehu inim makbir aleim yina makbir umash idan kach, and you leave the way it is. Aval balabayis. But the kesher of alabayis shemakbid al kesharov, hakesher chaytzitz v'tzorach latir. The kesher is going to be open. If the kesher is going to be open, if it's going to be chatzitza, hilchos mikvayis paragimel halacha chafalef near shemakbid haynu shadaitu latir sakesher l'tzporis sakara.
Why is a balabas more makbid? So if he has a no, I'm not. If he has a knot in his begadim. And he's makbid that it should not be untied.
Shemakbid, I guess what it means is I guess it means that it's not supposed to be there. It's like dirt. There's a kesh. I guess I don't know. There's some strings that are hanging.
That is that the ani is trying to like the ani is trying to prevent people from seeing a hole. So that's why there's a knot. Maybe as opposed to a regular person where there is no lach. So there's no reason for there to be a hole.
So is it untied? So there's no right. So there's no need for there to be a kesher over there. So why did the kesher get there? Somehow, I don't know. Somehow the kesher got there. There's a kesher. Avul kesher balbayis shemakbid al kesharov. Ha kesher choytzitz v'tzarech lahatiroi. Okay. Obviously, we need to understand what the clothing looked like. We need more revelation of exactly the clothing they wore and how they were tied. And then when we see how they were tied, we'll see that when it comes to an onhill, it's never going to open up the kesher. Whereas balabayis can open the kesher. Okay? It's like, you know, it's like shoelaces. I'll give you an example. Now, you tie shoelaces. So if you have shoelaces that are made from elastic material, you're never going to open up the shoelace. You'll slip your feet inside. Fake shoelaces. I have those at home. I have them. Right now I'm wearing, I have no shoelaces. But I have at home these unbelievable shoelaces I bought on Amazon for $5. Basically, they look like shoelaces to the naked eye. But they're really silicone, and you just basically you make a regular pair of shoes into a slip-on because they expand. It's unbelievable. I showed this to people; they couldn't believe it. It costs $5 on Amazon. Go buy it. Taka. Someone, a woman wanted to see, so I took it off and I showed it by the Shabbos table. Where do you get it? Where do you get it? I have to get it. I don't know how we got into the conversation. So, but let's say you would actually tie it. Let's say you'd actually tie it. It'll be elastic. So a rich man. He wouldn't have silicone. He would have very expensive designer shoelaces. So when he goes to sleep, he has to open up the shoelaces. But someone that has imitation shoelaces, you're never going to open them up because they're imitation and they're elastic. So if you're never going to open them up, you don't have to open them up when you put them in the mikvah because you're never going to open them up. Oh, but... Okay, right.
Yeah, make the come undone. Very good.
Kishrei ha'ani, that's good. Next. Now we have a ha'nimin. What are the nimin over here? The Rav, what does the Rav say? Nimin upesilin shetoilin al tzvas ha'sadin. Nimin are threads that they hang on the end of the sadin. L'noi v'oysim mechem kishorim, they make kishorim. Ve'enem asuyim lahatir le'olam. Like on a taliskaton. On those nice taliskatons, you know what I have this. On the taliskatons, they have these like these, you know, at the end it comes out. On the talus scuttle. So that, if you put it on the end of the Mishnah book, if you put it on the end of the garment, you don't have them. You don't have them. But having them is problematic on the corners. Because if you have it on the corners, then there's a whole shayla, where does where's the makam when you begin to put the tzitzis on? That's why those talisot, ketanot, that have those funny things on the end, they're very makbid, that they should stop before it gets to the corner. Because if it continues to the corner, then, if you have that on the corner, then there's a shiloh, where do you put the tzitzis? Does the shiv of the tzitzis begin by the end of the hour where it comes down, or does it begin higher up? And whatever you do is going to be no good, because if you go too high, you're not yoyzeh. If you go too low, you're not yoyzeh. Clark, well, you know, Clark, many years ago, he had a talus like this, Clark Valberg, and I told him, you can't wear this. He got a talus in Eretz Yisrael. He probably got it by some, like you know, what's it called? What's that street called there? He likes to go there, he told me.
Ben Yehuda,
right. So Ben Yehuda is not exactly Me'a Sha'arim there. They don't exactly sell there. They had this nice talus, like he right away caught his eye, he got a certain talus with the fringes. And sure enough, that talus, the fringes went to the corner. What?
They extended all the way to the corner.
All the way to the corner. So I told him, you know, you can't wear this. This is a very big problem. How you could, because it goes to the corner. So he didn't believe me. He was shocked. He couldn't. This, I remember this many years ago. This might have been even who knows how many years ago. You can't wear this. This is a whole shot. This, you know, your whole shaila. You're wearing a talus that's not even without tzitzis. And I explained to him the whole issue, and he stopped wearing it. Or maybe he fixed it. I don't know what he did. I don't remember. I don't remember what he did with it. But I remember we had such a maisa. A maisa rav. Clark is the rav. Maisa rav. Maisa or Yitzchak. It's like the Gemara's. Maisa or Yitzchak. Be ish osher. Shehoi loy talus muhudar. The omar loy hedyot. The omar hedyot. Zdove ze osher. The chazal koin. How you koinsin oiso ish. Al shoma la gvir. Shloy lasses. Ein zemin hanocha. Perish Rashi. Ein zemin hanocha in shahadova shahisha kal. Yoimalo isha godova hachoshuv dova kaze. Vahoyu beshamto kol yomav. Umeis beshamto. Vloy hoye koiver no say.
Frank Tasis of Hagsiv Vahafta Mesagar. Right?
Shiny Hossam. Shu ain't the begedigar. Zesh Oma Kos, I was again, who rag begir oni. Avil begir oshi. Ze. There's no din. Ze Godel be Israel. Ze who are Godel be Israel. Right, I told my shit this morning. I said, we're talking about the Hashkocha Pratis. I says, in the yeshiva, there's a Mashkiach and Rosh Hashiva. Mashkiach and Rosh Hashiva. Today, in America, after the war, the Rosh Hashiva. He's the great one. The Mashkiach, you know, he's like a paper pusher, an administrator. I says, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's not even one Maimon Chazal, B'chol HaTorah Kula, where the Ribbono Shel Olam is called a Rosh HaYeshiva. But Hashem, all over, is called the Mashkiach. Mashkiach Min HaChalonis. It's the Mashkiach. Hashem is Hashkocha Protis, Hashkocha Klolis. The Abish is a Mashkiach.
Yeah. So, hold on, who's there? Did he do it? What was wrong? I got the two filters over here. I have them. They're on the floor next to my bed. They're on the floor next to my bed. Yeah. I'm sorry, friend.
Nowhere b'chol HaTorah Kula is Hashem called the Rosh HaYeshiva. But Hashem is called the Mashkiach. So, you know, my grandfather, RJJ, he was the Rosh HaYeshiva. But for some reason, I don't know the politics. For some reason, I don't know all the politics. They called him the Mashkiach. I don't know the politics for Tekufa. So my grandmother was Leiche Mochemes Hashem, and she was very insulted that they were calling my grandfather. They were still calling him the Mashkiach. Well, my grandfather Rashavshik, he was the Rosh HaYeshiva. He was a Rosh HaYeshiva. So there was a boy. He told me the story. He told me the story. He says, I called up the house. And I called up your grandmother, and I said to your grandmother, can I please speak to the Mashkiach? So your grandmother said to me, I'm sorry, we don't sell milk here. And she hung up the phone. So he called back again. He called back again and said to my grandmother, can I please speak to the Rosh HaYeshiva? Of course, of course. Let me get him for you. Now you know where my gaiva comes from.
Wow.
I told them the story of my shir today, but I didn't tell them who it was.
Right.
I said, nowhere b'chol ha'tarukul is that the Ribbono Shel Olam called the Rosh HaYeshiva. Hashem is the Mashkiach. Mashkiach Menachalenes. Then I told him the whole story was Rav Kalbach. He was in the Mishpacha magazine, the current Mishpacha magazine, Rav Kalbach, the Mashkiach of Chaim Berlin. And Rav Chutner made, when he instead of Chaim Berlin, he made two people to be in charge of the yeshiva. He was going to Eretz Yisrael, and he made Rav Aaron Schechter the Reisha Yeshiva, and Rav Kalbach the Mashkiach. Who was meant to be the someone who knows inside told me this the whole all the details. Rav Chudner was thinking like Rav, the Alter from Slobodka. The Alter was the Mashkiach. And there was a Rosh Shiva. The Iker was the, before America, the Iker Mashpia in the Yeshivas was the Mashkiach. The Mashkiach created you. He created your Hashkafa. He was your father. He was like your Rebbe. He was the one who molded your ideology. The Rosh Shiva was like a plumber. He was a plumber. He was an electrician. He was like a shomer kishuim, a person you need to learn some Torah. He teaches you some Talmud, but the one that was the influence of your life was the Mashkiach. He appointed Rav Kalbach to be the Mashkiach.
Hello, a friend, can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear, I can't see you though.
So here's the problem. I think that my Verizon just ran out on me. I think my Verizon ran out on me, so I can hear you fine.
All right, so leave off the video. Leave the video off then. Just leave the video off, because then it's going to take up too much bandwidth. If you put the video on, you're going to take up too much bandwidth. So leave the video off for now. So you talk, so I hear, so you can still hear me? You can still hear me? You're on mute.
Yeah, okay, yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it says mute on your thing. I don't know why it says mute on your thing.
It says my microphone is unmuted, but my video is stopped.
All right, so put your video on. Make sure your video is on mute. Your video.
Make sure it's on mute. Oh.
Make sure, because it's going to use too much bandwidth and it's going to shut you down. Your video is muted?
Oh.
You put a red line through it.
Yeah, I don't have it. It says that my microphone is unmuted.
All right, so let's leave it like that. Leave it like fine.
But I can see myself. I don't want to see myself, right?
Yeah, try to, because that way you're going to use too much bandwidth.
Okay, fine. Done. Okay.
Good.
I stopped
right.
The video.
Okay, so what was I talking about? So he made the Rav Kalbach the Mashkiach. And Rav Aaron Shach to be the Rosh Shiva, which meant that he wanted Rav Kalbach to have the Iker Hashva on the Talmidim.
Right.
And then when he left, so the Mimele Rav Aaron Shach became. Today in America, the Rosh Shiva means something entirely different. Vaita, Hanimin? Fine.
I forgot to tell me how Rabbi Kalbach got bounced out as Mashiach, but that's for a different time.
That's a different time. You don't know the Lashon Hara? Oh, I can tell you all the Lashon Hara for days.
I don't know all the politics.
Oh.
I actually, for a brief period, and I went Friday nights. I went to him.
Was it good? You liked this Torah? It was supposed to be a very good Rebbe.
I mean, we sing over Maral on Pesach.
Did he mention Rav Chudner? Did he say Rav Chudner's name?
No, not as far as I recall. Jaffa went for years.
Bern Jaffa and Elliot Hoffman.
Right.
What's with Elliot Hoffman? What's with him now?
I saw my Tommy Vogelman's fastener.
Oh, he's, yeah? He was there?
Yeah, you know, he's still up, he's complaining, but he seems to be okay.
Still, there's a day in his life he didn't complain?
There
was a day in his life he didn't complain?
I'm not doing Travis and Yankee, so I can't tell you.
How is he physically? How did he look to you?
He was walking with a shtekin, but apparently he's a lot. I mean, you know, he's not. I mean, he looks a little frail, but he's but he was getting around.
All right.
Okay.
Weiter hanim da khavet shol so anim no yon so over here is nimen no silum sh tolem al swas as sadel no we was lebem kshon be im rasum mit lahati lelam. It's never meant to be untied. Very interesting. Okay, the khavet shol sandal, what's that? Oy it's nayim sheyesh lo tzuis handles the tzuis shol sandal. The ein sach lahati kesha shlochem beshas tvilo she ein oisen kesha osu lahati. It's not meant to be taken off. Let's look at the picture right away. 185 is hanimin. Okay, the nime hasadin kishorim shel nime hasadin lisadin kidei sheyehei sham lenoi lisadin kesher ze in osi lahatil yelana. Where are the kesh kishorim? It's just showing you the nime. It's not showing you how it's tied, like the tassel. What's it called? The tassels. The tassels.
The tassels are like the nime.
But normally they're tied. The nime are tied. It's not showing you how they're tied. Okay, 186. Chevet shel sandal. What's the chevet? Chevet is mara sandal. Al pi rav kelim perchavav mishnadal v'rashi shabbos kuvi base fine ritzuis a sandal. The ritzuis of the sandal. Okev is the heel. Oizin a sandal. This is a great picture. This is a really good picture because you have it in the Gemara many times. It's a very good picture. The chevet is the front. Wow, look at that. So that's the that's the chaitim. That's the chaitim. Oizin. That's the oizin. The oizin are those side things that are going to support the tarsis a sandal. See, there's so many parts to a sandal. A sandal has more parts than an automobile. All these parts. There's the okev, the chaitem, the oizen, the tarsis, and the ritzuis. I can't even count so high.
I'm trying to visualize the tarsis on three dimensions. Is that something that's on the outside? Is that something that holds the ritzuis?
Look at the picture. Look at the picture. 186.
Okay,
it's a little piece of material. It's a little piece. Taris is a sandal, but Taris is a sandal. Yesh no chod is a hole.
I see, but then it turns out that the Oza has sandal is also very tiny.
The Oza is very small. The Oza is just there to support the Tarsis. The Oza is there to support the Tarsis, and the Taris supports the Ritzua. So yeah, over here. The bottom of the sandal is supporting the oizen. The oizen is supporting the taris. The taris is supporting the ritzua, and which goes on the person. No wonder it says Chazal says shoes are very complicated things. Shoes. You have to all these things. Unbelievable. What's going on over here? No wonder you have to say she'asli kol tzarki because there's so many parts. There's the oki of the chaitim, the oizen, the taris.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
She'asli kol tzarki. Shoe needs all the parts like an automobile. Everything has to work together. The alternator, the battery, the steering wheel, and the headlights. All the parts have to work together. There are many components. Chevet hasandal haniska b'mishosenu zeu oizen hasandal. The tarsis and the tarsis. V'es'elu einamatil. You don't take these things off at lo'olam. Certain parts of the shoe are never removed. Ritzuas hasandal tzorch lahatir d'haynu lohoitzi oisam mehachur shevet harsis. It comes out of the hole. There's a chur. Chalulim chalulim. Eifshar for the shoes to stay on my feet. Weiter. You need all these parts. So if the chevet sandal, the chevet sandal, the chevet sandal here, it says over here, it never comes off the chevet sandal. The chevet sandal is called the oizen. Nachmol the Rav. The Rav here says oiznayin. The chevet is the oizen. The oizen, like in Haman Tashin. The oizen. Oiznayim sheyesh. Oiznayim of Haman. Is naim sheesh the ritzuah shall sandal itzach lachatir kesha shalachem shas tevil shein oisin kesha osud lachatir bezman shehi chaitza shakesha chaitzeitz shein amayim nechmas musecha bezman when it's chaitza when the kesha is chaitzeitz bezman when I'm back to the mishnah I skip the mishnah hanimin for an vechem shal sandal utefila shal roish bezman shehi chaitza the tefillin that we had before the tefillin that does not does the kesha of the tefillin the same. Let's see. Rab Benan Shichoytzok Kshakesher Choytzitz She'ein Hamayim Mechnas Musaycha Ve'im Asay Yezek Kshakesher Mehudok Yofeh when it's very tight. Ve'oz Ein Osir Lahatir U'Lefi Shu Osir Lehiskayim Ein Tzorach Lahatiray B'Shas Tefila. Unbelievable. This is the Mamash Nogia. This goes to prove to you over here. The point is that you don't. We don't. We put on Tefillin today. when you put tefillin on every single day in the morning, when it says rikasharton, you don't make, it doesn't mean to make a new knot. If the halacha would demand that a person every single day make a new knot every single day, then when they go to put them in the mikvah, you would have to untie the knot. But since the halacha is that you do not need to make a new knot, kasharta means you can take a pre-existing knot and just push it into place. So therefore, that's why if it's very, very tight, you're not going to ever change its size. And therefore, it does not need to come out. Unbelievable. Why don't we say the person's eventually going to, his head's going to change. His head's going to change size. It's going to swell. Or it's going to get thinner, get smaller. And then he's going to have a different head size. He's going to have to adjust the knot. Or the leather will stretch.
Is the right to the Avnei Nezer by changing the size of the knot when he borrows someone's tefillin?
What does he say, the Avnei Nezer?
You're not yoitzer.
It's not your tefillin. What do you mean you're not yoitzer? If you don't change it?
I forgot the reason why. He says if you change the knot when you borrow someone else's tefillin. I forgot what's the shtickle term, but he says that if you borrow the tefillin and you change the knot to make it your size, then you're not yoitzer. I forgot the reason why.
Lamsha. Okay, a whole lump for bar mitzvah bocha. A bar mitzvah bocha. Vaita. Utfilin shall rush with manchi chaitza for chaitza, here chaitza. Bisman shakesha chaitza, it's kalema, mahudic beef and zim
shakesha. How are you supposed to go into the mikveh with the tefillin on?
That's what I told you yesterday. It's pilu plum to me. This is a shock. This is one of the greatest shocks in the history of America. Such a thing. That the tefillin going to the mikveh is the Civil War all over again. This is the Republic. Is I never heard such a thing before. This, but it's a picture. It's a fairish picture. But it says, over here, if you have a situation where the kesher is soft, then it's possible that you're going to open it up in order to readjust it. So he's saying a whole different vart. He's saying over here is the reason why you're not going to open it up is because it's so hard that in case you need to readjust it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to cut it off entirely. You're going to have to put on new tzuris. It seems like what he's saying over here is that if these tefillin are still adjustable, if they're still adjustable, then it's a chatzitza, because it is indeed inevitable that you're going to open up the knot. That's what it seems to be saying. Just the opposite of what I said before. If the tefillin are, the leather has hardened to the point where they're no longer adjustable, so then what's going to happen if one day you need to readjust, it doesn't fit your head anymore? So you have no choice but to cut them off entirely and put on brand new ritzuos.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say that it's not so hardened; it's soft. So, but right now I'm not changing it. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, this is the way it's going to be forever. No, it's not so. If your tefillin, if the ritzuos are soft, and there's a possibility for you to readjust it, it's inevitable that you will readjust it. And therefore, it's inevitable that the day will come when this knot will be opened. Thus, right now, even though it did not yet happen yet, right now it's considered to be a chatzitza because it's inevitable that you're going to one day open it up. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what he says in the picture of the bottom. Bisman shakesha choytzitz, kiloy mar muhuduk. It's very tight. It's not going nowhere. It's very hard. But what does that mean exactly? If it's soft, which means that it's adjustable. Oh, but I'm not adjusting it now, so what do I care? Efsher, there is a possibility. One day you will open up in order to make the tefillin fit onto your head more properly. Oh, in this situation where it's roifef and it's soft, I guess it's soft, So right now, it's even though it's soft, but it's tight enough. The water is not touching all parts of the ritzuas.
Yeah, but it should be like something that I'm not makir on. It should be something that I'm not makir on.
No, it doesn't seem that's the issue. Hakpada is only on dirt. So you're saying a new yisoid now. You're introducing now a new yisoid into the Mishnah. Is that the din of hakpada is only when you have a davar that doesn't belong there. If you have on your body, on your person, or on your possession, foreign matter, a foreign matter that doesn't belong there, then that is called the chatzitza. But when you're dealing with the actual atzmiut, you're dealing with the actual folds of the actual object itself, that, there's no din of hakpada. Hakpada is only a term that enters into the vocabulary when you're dealing with foreign matter upon an object. There is no foreign matter here. These members only. Everything over here is part of the substance of the tefillin, of the ritzua. Problem is, part of the ritzua is not getting wet in the mei hadas, in the holy waters of the mikvah. Memela.
But the something that's us of the hishtanot, I mean, don't we factor that in? So you're saying.
So it's efshel hishtanot. Since over here the nature of this leather is soft, which allows itself to be adjusted, even though I have no intent to adjust it forever, but being that it is soft leather, which can theoretically be adjusted, so it's saying over here is, it might one day be readjusted, either by you, yourself, because maybe your head will either shrink or will swell, or the leather itself will...
My head does not shrink.
What?
I said my head only swells, it does not shrink.
Mine also, my head size only gets bigger. Every passing day, my gaiva grows exponentially. But let's say maybe this person will pass down his tefillin to his heirs, to the next generation, and they have different size, they come in different size heads, those people, those aliens down in the future generations. So since the leather is of the nature where it can be adjusted, therefore we look at Al Shem Soifa and we say that since this will, it's meant to be opened up at some point in time, thus we demand that every portion of this object be immersed in the waters of the mikvah. And until that happens, it's not kosher, because it can be adjusted, even though I'm not planning to adjust it, but since there is a possibility that it can be adjusted, that's what he writes over here. Efshar, the second to list on this, the caption. Efshar shayatirenu, kidei lahat'im es midas ha'tefillin l'roshah, you're going to untie in order to make it fit the measurement until to your head. Uvav v'zeh kesher chayitz v'tefillah. Okay, so that's what we're saying. Let's go back to the Mishnah. V'chem shal sagal v'tefillah shal roshah v'zman shikhoitza v'shal zeroya v'zman she'in oyla v'yoredes. Ah, the zeroya, the tefillin shal yad, when it's not oyla v'yoredes. This sounds like a carbon oyla v'yored. Over here, let's see what he says in the Rav. Rav here says v'shal zeroya. Let's go back over here to the Rav first, to all the previous Rav. V'zman shikhoitza sh'akesha chayitzetz v'ksh'ein amayim v'chlas musaycha v'yim osa yezek sh'akesha mehudu yofe. It's very tight. Right. And on the caption it said what the other situation. It's very tight. So then the halach is it's not gonna be taken off. Let's see the picture number 188. 188. Shel zeroya, the arm is man she'en olav yodes kesher haritzua hu kavua. It's kavua. The ein yochel harchivai kesher ze ein etzach lehatira yomat bilekach. Now on the other side, what does it say over here? The next one. Shel zeroya is man she'en olav yored. A kesher halula hu kavua. The loop is kavua. The ein etzach lehatira umat bilekach. Haritzua oil of the yard. The ritzua is oil of the yard. But say halula, lula, lulu, lulu. Kefi hanitzroch lahakif hayad. According to the need of to go around the hand. Kshematul is a tefillin tzroch laitzias haritzua mitoy halu. You have to take the strap out of. You have to take the ritzua out of the strap. Kadesh lo yichatitzu haritzua vehalula zelga. Is this that when it's touching the loop, it does not prevent it from becoming wet. So he said there are two different cases over here. Discussing over here, he's saying two different zach. Let's see here. Let's see what he said.
Hold on, wait, one second. So the first case is he's talking about the kesher that's on top of the bayis.
Oh, so let's see. On the bottom he explains. I think he's explaining here on the bottom. In the next line he explains, Yeshnam shnei oifanim be'asiyas kesher hazroya shel tefillin shel yad. It seems like he's discussing two different ways to make the kesher. Aleph, kesher hazroya hu kavua. A kesher of the zroya is kavua v'hameniach es a tefillin shel yad. Manichon al hazroya k'derech sh'anu manichon tefillin shel rosh. Okay, so he's saying the first way to do this, kesher zenikra, kesher shel zroya bezman she'ena oil of yeredes. Ve'oivin ze ha'kesher u'kavua ve'ena tzrach la'atira b'shas tvila. So it seems like he's saying...
Right, so that's a more permanent kesher.
Right, but he's saying there's no loop. This is not the way we do it either today. Picture 188 is not the way... In picture 188, there's no loop. This is not the way we do it. We have over here a kesher, the yud is attached. Right? The yud is attached right to the shalyat. There's no loop. You just take the strap and you just start winding it around your hand. There's no loop in picture 1 on the right side. Next, base. Kesher hazroya kosher b'tzuras lula. There's a loop. It's tied with a loop. Kimetua b'tzir v'ze min hagenu kayoim. That's what we do today. Uva oivin ze, but where's the knot? Where's the kesher? Where's the yud? Uva oivin ze kesher halula atzma yiku kavua ve'ein tzorach la'atiroi avala ritzu oilu v'yoriz v'soich halula ve'ein kesher ritzu b'lul b'lul tzorach la'atiroi. You don't have to open up the knot. K'lam alahoyitzi yisar ritzu mitach halula ve'im kosher ritzu b'lula. And if you tie the ritzu in the loop, tzorach la'atiroi k'lam ar you have to take the ritzu out of the loop. So it seems like he's saying over here, he's not showing you the whole picture, but it seems like he's saying over here is the way we do it today is the loop. We have a loop. And we have a loop, there's a concern that the ritzu, when you total the mikvah, the ritzu is going to be glued to the loop, and the water is not going to penetrate between the ritzua and the loop. I guess you don't want to leave the till in the water too long. It's going to get damaged by water. So you want to just 1, 2, 3 in and out very quickly. And you go 1, 2 in and out very quickly. It's inevitable that it might happen where it's you're not making contact. The water is not touching. But in the big picture on the right side, it's a different way of putting on tefillin. I have to experiment with this. Is we have tefillin and you have a knot, tie a knot, and there's no loop. So there's no loop. There's nothing that can possibly be lacking in chatzitza.
So why can't you just like make it wet before and just say the bed? Just just make it wet and this way the mime is mekabel and you don't have to worry. Physically take it out.
I guess it must be the loop. The loop probably. I guess the loop is much tighter than the way they make it in the picture. The way they make it in the picture, the loop looks pretty, pretty loose. I guess in the real life, the loop was probably much, much, very, very small, teeny little hole, and it was very, very tight. So it's not going to be enough. You have to really make sure the water gets inside.
I don't know what the mitzvah is because that seems like how the yud is really on. Our yud is on tight.
So that's not a problem. He's saying that's meant to be there permanently.
Correct.
It's meant there, but the problem is the loop.
So we
have a loop. So the loop has to be wide enough to make sure that when you put it in the mikvah, you could be absolutely certain that the water is going to touch all sides of the loop.
But the loop is wide enough because your hand is going through it, and even that little schmitchik that holds it close to the bias,
Maybe it's not. Our loop today is very, like in this picture, it's a very big loop. But it doesn't have to be very big. You can make the loop teeny. You can make the loop mamish teeny, 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 and there's going to be pressure. It's going to have to really pull it tightly to get the ritzua through the loop. I don't know. I really don't know.
You have to take your hand through the loop. You have to get your whole arm through it. Right?
So no, you don't have to get your whole arm through the loop. No, you don't have to. Look, there's a loop coming out of the Mavarta. Okay, the way they're doing the loop over here maybe is different. This right, it's not the way we do the loop. Unless there's Nusach Svar. This is Nusach Svar. I think this is Nusach Svar, but Nusach Svar, they tie and they make another knot. The way they're showing you over here is not the way we do it today. Obviously, it's not the way we do it today. The way the picture over here, he's slacking off over here, this machab over here. The illustrator over here is slacking off. Some of these last pictures are not as accurate as we would want them to be. There's something about the way they make the ritzuas in those days is not the way we make the ritzuas today. We the different type of ritzuas, the different type of knot in ritzuas, different type of knots. Our ritzuas today, it's well known, are double in width. It's supposed to be the size of a barley seed. Our ritzuas today are the size of two barley seeds. They're double. That's why it's so hard to keep the tool on your head. Because when you have a very thick ritzuah, that's not supposed to be so thick, it doesn't stay so well on the head. And the Gemara says, Makam yesh b'rosh l'nech shtei tefillin. But the alternative will be to have a very thin ritzuah, and then it's going to get worn out. When you make the kesher, it'll get worn out, and it will be diminished to less than the requisite width, and then you're not yaitz altogether. So it's better to have grois and shrink a shtickle than to be klein and disappear entirely. It's like life. Better to be overweight, because in case the person gets shot, the bullet will have to be more padded of protection than if the person was thin and trim. So everyone who goes for exercise, they're not doing themselves a favor, because in case there's some type of,
mass shooting,
you want to have a lot of thick protection. Okay, so let's chaz over here on the rab, the in the rab. It's man sheinu yolov yirasham. The mahadik hakesher chabe v'inu v'inu yolov yaribo. V'yozne hachemes. The ears of the chemes. What's the chemes? The chemes is a jug, a container of water. Ozne hanoid yesh v'chem kesher mehudin. Turmel. What's a turmel? Okay, a turmel is a kis gadol shel arsh neistim harayim. It is a shepherd's sack. A kis gadol, a very big packet of the leather that they carry the shepherds.
A leather jug.
A leather jug. Kari yalkoit. The yalkoit shmoini. It's called a yalkoit. A yalkoit means a leather jug. A leather jug. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah over here. Let's see what it says here. Nachmol, the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here starts. Then we'll do the Ikam Mefarshim, then we'll do the pictures. Elu she'enem tzrichem l'tshiyavu b'chem amayim. Kishrei he'oni. A poor man that has knots on his garments, he's never going to open up these knots. Under no condition in the world. V'hanimin. The nimin are very fancy talus that has cords that come out and you tie them together at the ends to make it look pretty.
Sometimes you see it also in a carpet. Sometimes you see it in a carpet.
In the like, area rugs. Like area rug carpets. Yeah. Not a regular carpet, like the fancy schmancy area carpets that you buy in Peru or in the eastern portion of this world, wherever that may be. Okay, Vanimin, the Chevet Shel Sandal. The Chevet Shel Sandal is the Oznayim, the ears. Okay, your shoes have ears, they are listening to you. Utfila Shalwai Shazanshi Chaitza. What is it, Chaitza? Utfila Shalwai is when it's Chaitza, which means that it's Oilavi Yareid. Oil of your redis. Vishal Zuraya? No. Tila Shal, sorry. Tila Shal, sorry. Shehi Chaitza, when the Tila Shal is Chaitza, the Dalit.
At some point it's going to come out.
The Dalit. When it's Chaitza. So when it's Chaitza, when you're going to open up once in a while, right? When it's Chaitza, this is the Dalit. Or the Dalit. Without a dot, it's a Dalit. With a dot, it's a Dalit. Vishal Zroya, the hand shall ya, the hand bizman sha aina oila viyoyrede. So therefore, it's never gonna come out. Wait, I'm getting confused again. Nachmal the Mishnah, Eil Sha'inam Tsrichim Shiva Bahamim. I don't need the water to come inside. Kisha Ani, now right, the Hanimin, the Achevichal Sandal, the Ozdaim are never coming off. Utfila Shalwaj Bazan Shikhoit, it's very tough, very tight. It's permanent, it's permanent. Shaishikhoitza. It's permanent. Zman shi choy. What was it in choytza? How does one choytza fit into this word? Shakesha choytza.
Choytza.
In the Rabbi says shakesha choytza. The kesher is choytza. What does it mean? It's choytza. She ain't amayim nechnasim l'soich. It's very tight. when it's very, very tight and it's never going to be opened up. Chaitza, I mean, when the kesher is so stark and water can't get in the inner folds, it's okay. It's okay. And when is that going to be so? When do you have when is that going to be? Only when you have very hard leather. Vishal Zuraya, the hand filling. When do you not need the water to penetrate? Bizman Sha'ina Oilev Yeredes. When it's not Oilev Yeredes, not like what we do, when there's no loop. When there's no loop, so therefore, whatever knot you tie in the tefillin, that's the way it's going to remain forever, and there's no chash of chatzitza. The ozne achemos, the ozne atarmel, the ears of a chemos, of a leather container, of a noid, of a container, and then of a turmel is a leather container. Turmel is a kishal goshal osh, noitzim of the shepherds. These have oznayim, and these oznayim are never going to come off. And therefore, there's no concern for chatzitza. Okay, let's see over here, Mishnah, the Ikkum Mefarshim on page 149. Hakdama, Mishnah Senema, Mishnah Abba, Melamedes, Ezek Sham, Chaitzim, Mitzach, Latin, Lufne, Atfil, Ezek Sham, Asub, Lulim, Elchain, Ezach, Latin, Lufne, Atfil, Begad, and then you don't need to be told with them. Okay, let's see the tabla. The tabla on page 151. The tabla on page 151 says, Kishre ha'ani, the god of shal'ani, shadikuru, v'kusharni, you tied them, l'fisha kesha ina ina osu, l'hatira li'alim l'chinnich, it's not a chatzitza. Hanimin, kishan b'chutim shibikotza abeget, shakoshrim oisam l'noi, the ain derech l'hatiran l'oilam,
chevet shal... Except the kula of Pesach.
The crumbs inside those knots. Chevet shal sandal, the oznaim of the shoes. Kesher b'ritzua is a sandal. B'makom she'enoi osi l'hatil yolam, that portion of the shoe is never to be opened. B'ritzua is hatfil. Oh, so you see what he does over here? He changes the terminology. Instead of calling the tefillah, he calls it the ritzua is hatfil, merdek. That's the ritzua is hatfil. So maybe now this is what it means. This changes. This is a game changer now. Because maybe over here, when you're being toivel the tefillin, maybe you're only being toivel the ritzua is. Maybe you're not being toivel the actual tefillin themselves. Maybe you don't need to be tavel. We learned in the previous
Mishnah.
Maybe they're not. But what do we learn in yesterday's Mishnah? We did learn about the tefillin. What do we learn? We called the others Akela. We learned something about the tefillin. We need to be the mikvah. Hakavi akeses. Mishnah base. Hakavi akeses. Shalor harilu tricham treibul b'hamayim. Kitzagul v'akura imam v'akomia. V'hatefila. Einatzichin sheyavoru bohem hamayim. Inside of them, but the outside do require. So what is he talking about over here? The chorism of the tefillin itself, I don't know. Okay, back to our Mishnah, back to the Mefarshim. Back to the Mefarshim. What?
You think he might be talking about the bias?
But that's what it seems so, that's no sure. I mean, that Mishnah Beis is the bias. It sure seems so. What else? The only place in the tefillin that it says the tefillin, here he changed the word. Here he changed to Ritzuz HaTefillin, Kesher Shebitzuz HaTefillin. And this tablet, he changed it to the word Ritzua. The Kesher, Sheritzuz HaTefillin, Yesh Shal Roish, Vizman Shem, Hudu Ketiv, Ein Vahamayim, Nechlas Musaychay. She'oz Ein Osi Lahatir. Kesher, Ritzuz HaTefillin, Shal Yad. Vizman Shem, Kesher, Hudu Ketiv, Ein Ritzua, Elev Yorid Boy. So there's not going to be any Chashash Chatzit, because nothing's moving. Hachemes, Yatarmel Kesher, Be'oiz Nehanoi, Ve'oiz 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 Nehanoi, Ve'